Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Laodicea. This is the message from the one who is the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's new creation. Nothing is more important in this life than knowing who can be trusted. It's fundamentally important within our family and among our friends, but it's also important with our work colleagues, garage mechanics, plumbers, electricians, and all the people who play a crucial part in our lives. This is supremely important when it comes to our faith. Who can we trust with our lives and our eternal future? This letter begins with a firm affirmation that the risen Lord Jesus Christ is totally reliable. He is the Amen, the God of truth, and he'll never let us down. His witness is absolutely true, and he is the one who has ushered in the new creation. For all of these reasons, the Laodicean church needed to listen hard to the words of the risen Lord. What they received certainly weren't the words they wanted to hear. Laodicea was a successful and wealthy city, and it seems that the church was full of affluent and self-confident people. They thought they had everything they needed, but the Lord told them that they were wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. In short, they couldn't have been more wrong. We all need to know the truth about ourselves, and the only one who can be completely relied upon to tell us is the Lord himself. We need to open the Bible and let God speak to us. And when we hear what he has to say, we need to let it change us. In his letter, James talks about the person who listens to the word and fails to do it as being like someone who looks in a mirror and immediately walks away and forgets what he looks like. We need to ensure that when we listen to God's voice, we then allow his words to change our lives. So let me ask you a question. How are you going to find out the truth about yourself? And now let's pray together. Loving Father, thank you that you know everything about us and that your words are always full of love. Help us to listen carefully to your voice. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.